Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Prospect Exposure Blog Talk. If you are interested in getting help for college recruiting, you can contact us at www.prospectexposure.com. That's www.prospectexposure.com. I'm very excited today. We have another phenomenal athlete by the name of Johnson Lloyd. But I want to tell you, we're glad to be back. We took some time off, which was good because we were out there working so hard to meet more and more high school athletes. But a lot of guys, including the coaches, wanted to hear the guys speak. So we decided to bring this part of the program back. And so we're just very excited about the recruiting process and how things are going. Again, if you're in need of help, you can always contact us at www.prospectexposure.com. That's www.prospectexposure.com. We assist families, high school athletes, and their families with the recruiting process. Getting an education is very important, and college education can be very costly. So we want to help people out, not have these people miss, or high school athletes, miss the opportunity at getting a college scholarship. College is very high in cost, so we want to do our best to get our high school athletes the best chance of getting an education and enjoying playing at the collegiate level. Again, check out our website, www.prospectexposure.com. We have a free newsletter that gives free tips and advice, and we also have a popular blog. I'm loving the blog right now, and that's amazing, where you can get write-ups, you can get free tips, advice, as well as you know, see how the recruiting process is done. Before we get into the interview, I just want to thank our staff. We've been growing this year. Keno Glover, we're merging with him and athleticafor.com. Renard Rouse, Don P., Jason Taylor, Mike Williams, my assistants, Sade and Shania. We're helping these high school athletes. God is good. Right now, I want to introduce, and I saw this guy play at youth football. I was fortunate to watch him grow a lot, Johnson Lloyd, and I'm just very excited to talk to him today. Johnson, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, I'm very excited to talk to you, man. I'm hearing so many great things. If you guys haven't seen Johnson, I'm talking about pure strength, pure speed, pure power. Johnson is just a physical physique in his own right. And so I'm just very excited to be working with you and getting your recruiting process started. Talk to the people about yourself. What high school do you go to?
My name is Johnson Lloyd. I'm a 5'10 junior and I attend Woodlawn High School. I play running back and linebacker, and I have dreams of being one of the best athletes in the DMV.
Wow, that's wonderful. Let me talk to you. You mentioned Woodlawn High School. I know I talked to all the athletes, and a lot of the college coaches want to know, how do you balance your schoolwork and athletics?
I balance my schoolwork because I put schoolwork first. School comes first, because without school, I won't be able to play athletics.
That's a great thing, because school is probably more important than athletics. Athletics can get us to a lot of places with education, but school is very important. I'm sure you want to be successful in life, especially if you get hurt or something. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, we're talking about college education. For all the coaches that might be listening, all the prospects that are listening to you right now, why is college so important to you?
College is so important to me because it gives me a escape in case anything happens to me, like you said earlier, or if I change my mind on playing football, I can go a different route and still provide for my family in the long run and help my mother out.
I'm glad you said that. If for all the high school athletes that are thinking about getting in prospect exposure, one of the things that we do is we put why is college important, a bio on your profile. So coaches understand that it's not just about sports. We're promoting these athletes as students. So I'm glad that you're thinking about your future. I want to talk about college a little bit more. It's very important. What do you plan on majoring in college?
business management, sir.
And what made you decide on choosing that as a career path?
Because I always want to be my own businessman. I'm a great talker. I'm a good people person. And I know how to sell things. Right now, I'm taking a business management class, an accounting class at my school. It's an honors class, and I'm learning how to manage the books, the business, promoting, marketing, and just being an all-around businessman.
That sounds great. So you're saying if things don't work out in your professional career, we can hire you for prospect disposal, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to talk about some football. You know what I'm saying, because that's why we're here, let's be honest. And a lot of people want to know about, especially our guys, we start recruiting guys in middle school now, going into high school, and they want to know about high school and how you have to go through the sports type of thing. You do football. So talk about how the typical day goes at your school when football season's in play.
Well, typical at my school during football season is, first come to school, do my work. After that's done, prepare myself, listen to my music, get ready. And before that, before we get ready for practice, there's a study hall, so I do my homework. And after that, prep my mind up for practice, even though it's just practice, but practice makes perfect. So I can't have the mindset, oh, I'm just going to come here and do this and do that. I have to have my head on the street and perform well in practice because that's going to show up in the game.
Definitely. As a coach myself, I always tell my players and my teams, how we practice is how we play. We may not be the most talented team, but if we go hard in practice, we're going to get somebody because, you know, I believe that practice is the most important thing that you can do. Talk about your summer practice schedule. A lot of the eighth graders want to know how tough it is to go through that summer workout in football at Woodlawn.
The summer workout is very intense. We have morning, evening, and sometimes night practice, depending on the coach's schedule. But the workouts are very intense: conditioning, strength, speed, agility, and it's a lot of competition out there. So you have to push yourself because, I mean, your teammates are going to help you, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to carry your own weight because only strong is your weakest link.
I'm glad you said that the strongest part is the weakest link. And, you know, everybody has to go at 100%, either you're the worst player or the best player. You know, high expectations are for every athlete when you get into high school and definitely into college. www.prospectexposure.com, assisting athletes in the college recruiting process. Johnson Lloyd, Woodlawn High School, linebacker, running back. Johnson, how has your coach prepared you for the next level? And what I mean by that, what are some of the things the coaching staff does at Woodlawn to prepare you for college?
First, my coaches have always told me that you won't get anywhere without a good attitude and staying humble and being true to yourself. Don't put yourself anywhere or in any place that you don't think you're comfortable at or you don't think that you can handle. You have to be true with yourself first. And the second they taught us is, athletics is second to academics because academics takes you a long, long way. And he says that all the time, Ed. Academics, academics, academics. Before he even talks about football, he talks about academics. And then third is athletics. He says that we have to work hard, push ourselves every practice in the weight room, on the field, mentally and physically, and emotionally, because football, a lot of people don't know this, football is a very emotional game. Wins, losses, sometimes you have to make sacrifices for family, things you have to do. So football is a very emotional game. So he teaches all that thing, Mr. John Dixon. He teaches a lot about being a man, staying true to yourself, and showing love and respect to your teammates and the culture of Woodlawn football.
Man, that was just amazing. I don't know how many times in that phrase that you were talking that you mentioned athletics. Just phenomenal because that's what it's all about. I mean, everybody can't become a professional athlete. In fact, I was talking to a couple of parents tonight. As far as D1 players, it's 0.04%. So less than 0.5% of guys are going to go D1. So it's all about using your gifts and your talent to become better. And football can make you a better person, you know, because football is about heart and desire. So I'm just, that was just a phenomenal statement right there, and it seems your coaches are doing a phenomenal job with you. Talking about Woodlawn, I know a former NFL player, Keon Carpenter, is from Woodlawn. Is he still playing an active part in talking to the kids at Woodlawn High School and helping you guys out?
Yes, Mr. Carpenter, it is. I think it was a couple weeks ago he came to the school to give us a speech on how to carry yourself as a young man. And he does a lot with the coaches and the players and even the kids that don't even play sports, just to mentor them and get their minds right for life, not just sports, and for the community, academics, how to become a better person. Mr. Carpenter is a great man himself, and you can learn. We learned a lot from him.
And for those that don't know, Keon Carpenter is a former NFL player. I know he played for the Atlanta Falcons, and he also is from the program where I coach and where you used to play, Woodlawn Falcons, WoodlawnFalcons.com. So, you know, that we breed a lot of athletes out of Woodlawn, make no doubt about that. And I'm just glad to see you doing well at the high school level. So this is just phenomenal. www.prospectexposure.com. Assisting families in the recruiting process, Johnson Lloyd. Johnson, what are some of the things you need to work on to improve your game? Before we even start now talking about how tough you are, let's talk about some of the things you need to do to improve your game to be a college athlete.
Things I need to improve my game is my, sometimes my mental aspect. Because I know I'm fast and strong, but sometimes I have to think and sometimes not overthink the play. Go exactly with what the coach says. You know, follow direct orders, you know. And this,
well, I'm glad
you
said that. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm glad you said that. I've seen you play personally, and I know that with your attitude and your swagger and that power that you bring on that football field, such an intimidating presence and being able to dominate on the football field, I'm sure that it's hard to just calm that down and listen to the coach. You're just trying to go 100% all the time. Am I correct on that?
It's not really hard to listen to the coach, but when you're in the moment of the game, it's like it's hard to turn it off sometimes, you know. And you gotta prepare yourself for the long haul during the game, you know. But yeah.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, because it seems to me that you've already channeled your energy on that, knowing that, you know, that's something that you have to work on, challenging your energy. But let's talk about the strength. For all the people that are listening right now, and your show is blowing up. We got a lot of prospects that are trying to get into the program and want to get a feel. Your interview is going to go on your profile, and I share your interview with college coaches so they can hear you articulate, hear you speak. And you're doing a phenomenal job, by the way, Johnson. But let's talk about the strengths. Talk about your game, how you're dominating, how you're trying to dominate as a senior, going into your senior year in 2016. Talk about your positives, your strengths of your game.
My strengths in the game are that in my mindset, when I line up, in my head, I'm the most fastest, strongest, and physical person on that field. And I feel like nobody can stop me when I'm on that field. At any position, even on linebacker, running back, defensive line, even if sometimes they want me to play DB, my mindset is to be the best player on that field. I have to be the strongest. I have to be the fastest. I'm even the leader on the field. I have to let my teammates know. When adversity hits, I have to let them know. Like, we have to keep fighting. The game is not over. We have to keep fighting. Because the game is won in the fourth quarter when that whistle is blown. And there's double zeros on that clock.
I'm glad you mentioned something that I hope a lot of these athletes are listening to. Leadership. Talk about how you've grown and became a leader from your freshman year to your junior year, going into your senior year. Talk about changing from the baby on the team to becoming a leader of Woodlawn High School football.
My freshman year, I was always called the big baby because I was big and everybody was always older than me. And so I used to take advice from the older seniors and some of the guys that played varsity, and even some of the guys I was on JV that was 10th graders. And I always listened to them and took advice from them. And as the years grew by, I grew. And now a lot of the ninth graders and sophomores are they're looking at me as a leader. Coming to my senior year, and I have to show up. So even when they're not looking, I still have to be that leader. When we're working out, I have to push myself that extra set, that extra rep, just to show them that I can do it and that they can do it too. So even when we're running sprint, I cannot. Let's say we're running like conditioning. I can't get down and bend over and be like, oh, I'm tired. No, I have to stand up and be a man and finish that workout just for them.
You mentioned your positions. I mean, I knew you were a running back and linebacker, and I do believe that they had your hand in the dirt, for those that don't know, maybe as a defensive lineman sometimes. But talk about some of the positions they have you play. You even mentioned defensive back. Talk about some of the positions you have to play and how hard it is to play multiple positions in a game.
Depending on the packages we're in, I have to play linebacker, defensive end, defensive tackle, DB. But that's our rover position. Sometimes we switch. And running back, a couple formations. I play slot, and it takes a lot of practice to perfect each position. So yeah, sometimes when I'm on offense, I have to turn off my aggressiveness. Sometimes, like yeah, I can't grab this person this long because might be a penalty. I can't do this. I can't do that. So yeah, it's kind of difficult, but I get through it for the team.
That's in fact, I'm glad you mentioned it's kind of difficult, but you're doing it for the team. You don't know what you're going to play in college. You know, you could, and it's great that you're going into college with the mentality that you can play a lot of positions. Now, you're coming up on your senior season this year. We're about to get your profile out to as many coaches as possible. Talk about some of your personal goals you want to obtain as a senior.
I want to maintain a 3.0 throughout my whole senior year, and I want to be one of the most dominant athletes in the DMV area. That's my goal. I'm training hard. My mind's ready. I'm focused. I'm taking the necessary steps, working out, staying up late, working early morning, afternoons.
And it's ready. Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about, and you've done a phenomenal job tonight, I want to talk about your faith. I understand that, you know, you were going through things, and your faith, being a Muslim and believing in the faith of Islam, has propelled you and helped you not only on the football field but in life, or not only in life but on the football field. Talk about how your faith and studying and being a follower of Allah has helped you and transformed you into a better person.
My faith has taught me a lot. Taught me how to stay humble, be a man, stay calm through when things are getting rough. Because with Islam, people want you to act up. More than things going in the news, you have to show them that this is a good side and that every Muslim is not a bad person. You know, that every Muslim is not a terrorist. That we are good people. And that we can show love to everyone and everyone everywhere. And God has been good to me for my life, my family, my friends. Praise God for everything that's happened. Even this interview, nothing would be possible without God.
Oh, man, Johnson, that's just touched my heart, and I'm sure for all the people out there, whatever faith you're in, just believing, you know, in God, it can take you a long way. Man, we've been over 15 minutes. I want to thank you. You did a phenomenal job. We're going to put your interview on your profile. We're going to share it out to a bunch of coaches, and we're just really excited to start getting you out there, get that grades up like you're supposed to be doing, maintain that 3.0. Get ready for the ACT and the SAT, and we'll be talking to you soon. And again, Johnson Lloyd, linebacker, running back, playing D-line, defensive back, everything at Woodlawn. Great job. We'll be talking to you soon. Okay, Johnson?
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day, sir.
You too. That was Johnson Lloyd. Man, he did a phenomenal job. I was very excited, and I'm glad that we talked to Johnson, and hopefully the coaches are listening, because a lot of guys don't come on here all the time and just talk about academics, academics, academics. He seems like he knows that, you know, this football he's good at, but he wants to go to another level. And so this was just a phenomenal interview. Before I leave, hopefully everybody's listening. I talked to Chris Broussard of ESPN, one of my favorites. Chris Broussard, he does the NBA. And I was talking to him through Facebook. And he has a phenomenal movement called the King Movement, kingmovement.com. And let me talk to you about that, because I'm going to reach out and see what I can do to be a part of it. And the mission is to empower men to reach their God-given potential in every realm of life through the power and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, to help us as men become the husbands, fathers, leaders, citizens, and role models God created us to be. It's to help present to our families, communities, nations, and the world an image of men as God-fearing, family-oriented, moral, loving, intelligent, responsible, and productive, to glorify the Most High and be walking in true biblical manhood. So for all of those that are interested, it's a phenomenal movement, a phenomenal program, led by Chris Broussard of ESPN. You can go to the website, kingmovement.com. That's K-I-N-G, movement.com. K-I-N-G, movement.com, kingmovement.com. Chris Broussard and a lot of strong men helping each other out and becoming the best that we can be in life for all men. Actually, all races is very important, and I'm sure by looking at Johnson and hearing him talk, that's just inspiring me to spread the word about Chris Broussard's movement. This has been a phenomenal night. We got a couple more coaches coming up. I know you know we do interview coaches, so www.prospectexposure.com. I'm getting a lot of texts. Where's the intro and outro music? It's been a while. We'll get something for you guys special soon. We're going to be interviewing prospects Brandon Johnson, Catonsville High, and Joseph White, who goes to Western Tech in Catonsville as well. So we got a lot of athletes coming up. And I got some tough football prospects that just entered. So I'm really excited. So thanks for tuning in. Be tuning in for our next interview that will be going out to coaches, and I will send a text to everybody in reference to our next coach that we interview very soon. www.prospectexposure.com, www.prospectexposure.com. I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Have a great day. God bless.